Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Logan. Just about set and ready to go to get things going, I should say, anyway, between Oberlin and Shylin. The first matchup of the day for the Lady Red Devils. And then after this one, they will take on the Logan Palco Trojans coming up in the final match of the night. Boy, beautiful gymnasium here in Logan as they've added on to the high school and put on this new gym. They got a new weight room as well, kind of new preschool and lower elementary school classrooms kind of on the other side of the high school, elementary school type area. And man, is it nice, beautiful, bright lights, great scoreboards as well. It's going to be a lot of fun here tonight from Logan as we get set and ready to go. First matchup of the night, once again, Oberlin and Shylin. These two teams did meet up last year in Oberlin, and Oberlin actually was able to take down Shylin two sets to none, 25-22, 25-16. Pretty young Shylin Cougar squad from last year. They've gained a lot of experience from last year moving into this year. And even with that, maybe unexperienced varsity-wise squad from last year, Shylin ended up losing the sub-state semifinals after being the 6th seed Wesk in two sets to none. They ended up losing to 2 seed Wallace County, 2 sets to none, who would then go out of the state tournament and end up taking third place. So a pretty good loss in the sub-state semifinals after finishing 16-19 last year. As you know, the Red Devils 13-23 lost in their sub-state semifinals as well at the 1A D1 level, losing to Stockton 2 sets to 1 in a back and fourth third set that Oberlin probably had a chance to win 35 times, just the same way Stockton did. And each of these two teams now meet up on the hardwood again in 2024 as the down judge is getting everything ready to go. And we're set and ready to go here, so we'll check out the rotations. Oberlin 4-11, and like we were talking with head coach Lindsey Fortin there in the pregame show, kind of have met a little bit of a skid here through the middle part, but she says, saw some encouraging signs over the weekend, especially a big win against Valentine to kind of maybe get some of those L's off of the schedule, turn them into W's, and she would love nothing more than two more tonight. Elsie Larson will be back to serve first here for the Red Devils. She pops it up out of the middle of the back row, and here come the Cougars on the attack. It'll be Kramer, puts it over the top of the net. Now Larson will bump set it up to the left pin here for Minnick, who goes into the middle. Now just two-hand swat over on the free ball. Free ball sent over from Larson as well. They'll go back to the outside left pin, going a tap and blocked up front. Shelby Weigel was there to try to block it back over along with Michaela Watson, but they just block it out of bounds and make it 1-0. There, and on that left side coming in with the kill was Taylor McCarty for the Cougars. Now Shelby Weigel will just send it over on a free ball. They'll set it up down the middle here for Burrish, and she will send it out. Burrish sends it wide, and so it'll make it 1-1 here in set number one. Jenna Fortin back to serve, pops it up into the middle back row. Great bump set to the outside here for McCarty. Toussaint swats it over, and Maria Rodriguez came in diving on both knees but came up just a little bit short as she taps it into the net. It'll fall on the hardwood and make it 2-1. Taylor McCarty with two little taps over, and she's got two kills, and to make it 2-1 Cougars here in set number one. Back to serve here for the Cougars is Shields, and she'll pop it out of the net for her first service error of the night to make it 2-2. So Oberlin and Shylin hanging around. It was all Shylin in game number one when they took on Logan Palco. 25-9, 25-8 out of the back row. Almost a free pass. Instead, it'll be too close up front for Shields to go after. Tried to go after the right hand, but instead it'll go off of it, fall down, and it's an ace for Bradley Minnick, who has a team-leading 23 aces now on the season. 3-2, Red Devils by one. Popped it up front. Now to the outside of McCarty from the right pin, down with authority, but Bradley Minnick there to dig it out. They've got the catch roll on the left pin. She pops it over on a free ball on the bump set. Now to the backside here. Big swing coming from Leach. She'll pop it up over the top of the blocks. Rodriguez there to bump it out to Jenna Fortin, who's behind the 10-foot line, and will pop it back over on a free ball. Outside McCarty, big swing, left pin, cross-court kill, Taylor McCarty. She's got three of them already, and makes it 3-3. So 3-3 here in set number one. Back to serve now will be Taylor McCarty, the sophomore, off to a really good start with three kills already. Pops it up to Jenna Ford in the back row. Minnick with a bump set out of the back row. Got it over to Rodriguez, who just taps it over there and is able to get it in on her little bump free ball and just placed it right there in the back right corner. as you look at it right to left, and she was just able to kind of get the Cougars out of rotation. So Maria Rodriguez will take that any day of the week and twice on Sunday, and the Red Devils lead it 4-3. Into the back row again, and another ace this time for the Red Devils to make it 5-3. And it's Jory Fortin, who has been really a spark plug off the bench for the Red Devils this season, coming in with the ace to make it 5-3. Out of the back left corner, great dig by Pochop up front, down the middle, big swing off the top of the blocks there for Leach. Minnick tapped it up with one hand, and running in to try to save it was Fortin, but instead should be just a little bit too short, and it'll make it 5-4, and it'll be a kill off the top of the blocks there for Colby Leach, and to make it 5-4 here in set number one. Cougars back to serve here with Burrish. She'll pop it over short. Gets it to Larson. They'll go down the middle this time. Rodriguez, big swing, trying to go to the right corner. Tapped up front there by Burrish now. Almost a free pass. Instead, it'll go under the net. Trying to play it off the net, but coming up a bit short was Valeria Kramer. And it'll be 6-4 on the attack here from the Cougars. And it's 6-4 here. Ketchrell with a long, hard serve that'll go over to the top of everybody and make its way out of bounds. So 6-5, first service error for the Red Devils of the evening. And back into serve here for the Cougars, it'll be Emily Serrano. Serrano with a nice, hard, rolling serve. Minnick digs it out. The set from Larson. Outside, Ketchrell, cross-court kill! And she's got it. Michaela Watson with her 17th kill on the season. Puts the Red Devils back out in front by 2, 7-5. So Shylin jumped on Logan Palko early and never looked back in each of those sets. And now they're down 7-5 here in set number one. Tops it up over the top, twiggles the twine. Great bump set up front here. Pochop will send it over on a free ball. Ketchrell there to dig it out. The back set, Larson just sends it over on a two-hand squat free ball. Up front here to the outside, big swing coming. Pochop again off the top of the hands, running in to get in this Fortin. It's really close to the net. Wasson's able to send it over on a free ball. Cougars on the attack. Down the middle, big swing coming here for Kramer. Kept alive by the back row. Now Wasson over the top, off the box and down. Great job by Michaela Wasson as the Red Devils stuck with it, and they take a 3-point lead of Michaela Wasson with her second kill of the evening, and it's 8-5 Red Devils here in set number one. So Red Devils lead it by 3, set number one, and Maria Rodriguez in to serve there, pops it into the net, make it 8-6. So the Red Devils lead remains at 2 here, 8-6, set number one. Back to serve as Pochop sends a long serve to the back row for Fortin. She bumps it up to Jory Fortin. The bump set, Wasson from the 10-foot line rolls it up over the top. Great dig by the libero for the Cougars. Now over the top of the blocks, did it get in? Yes, it did right there for Kramer. And the freshman comes up with a kill to stop the run for the Red Devils, and it makes it 8-7. So Kramer just barely popped that up over the top of the blocks. It hit the back line for the kill. Now Pochop with a short serve. Ketchrell runs in to dig it out to the outside. Bradley Minnick left pin off the blocks and down. Kaboom, Bradley Minnick. And that'll be her first kill of the evening to make it 9-7. And a big kill right there, Bradley Minnick. Lindsay Fortin commented on how whenever the Red Devils are down or they need a big kill, she's the one that wants to take the shots. And Elsie Larson, look at the to the near side line, sends it wide. Third service error for the Red Devils, and it makes it 9-8. Red Devils still with a one-point lead. Cougars back to serve. They lob it up over the top. Great dig in the back row. Minnick, the back set here out to Wasson, who just taps it over to the two-hand free ball. The setup here for the Cougars, the outside big swing. McCarty off the blocks. One-hand save there for Ketchrell. Up front for Wasson, she taps it over on the free ball. The set outside, McCarty down the left line. Ketchrell comes in with a dig. Now Bradley Minnick with the kill try down the left line. It'll go wide. And the Red Devils with their first attack error of the night ties this up at 9 apiece. So 9-9 here in set number one. Red Devils have led as many as 2. Cougars back to serve again. They pop it up to Rodriguez in the back right corner. Bump set here for Larson down the middle. Big swing, Bradley Minnick shoots it over the top of everybody. So back-to-back attack errors for the Red Devils, and the Cougars, down by as many as 2, have come back and now lead it by 1-10-9 here in set number 1. With the serve, Ketchrell dives, digs it, and it's too close to the net. Larson tried to play it off. It'll be an ace for the Cougars. And so the Cougars get the ace, and they'll force Lindsey Fortin to call a timeout. 11-9 in set number one. Shine Lynn on top of the Red Devils here on 101.1 KFNF. So it's back-to-back aces. One just happened as we were coming out of the break there. And it's 12-9, Shylin in front. So the Red Devils, who led as many as three, are now down by three here in set number one. Lob sets it up out of the back row. Minnick with the dig. Larson comes in with a set to the outside. Shelby Weigel, left pin. Tried to go with the cross court. Just rolled it over. Now down the middle. Here's a big swing over the top of everybody. Kept alive by Rodriguez. Ketcher will come in to save it. Now a free ball try here from Minnick. She's able to get it over. The setup, long setup outside. Left pin. Cross court kill. Try for McCarty. Dug out there by Ketcher. Minnick from the 10-foot line. Rolls it over. Right at McCarty. It'll go off her hands and out of bounds. And Riley Minnick will get the kill there. Her second. And it brings the Red Devils back within two at 12-10 here in set number one. So 12-10, set number one. Red Devils down by two. Fortin back to serve. Sends a nice little spinning serve right at McCarty. They'll go back to her down the middle. She taps it over. Now sends a two-hand slot. Free ball over the top. It'll go over everybody and out of bounds. McCarty was just trying to get it over any way she could, and that one just went a little too long, and the Red Devils have climbed back within one out of the timeout. Into the back row. Great dig by Pochop to the outside. Swat free ball over from Burrish into the back row. Fortin sends up Larson. Outside left pin here for Briley Minnick, and she's got another kill. Briley with a big one right there. She leads the team now with 122, including the three she has tonight, and ties us up at 12 apiece here in set number one. Fortin with a free pass over now off of the serve. Fortin will bump set it up out to Briley Minnick again. Now she'll just send it over on a free ball. Here come the Cougars on the attack. They'll go down the middle here, but it's going to be just a weird setup there for Burrish, who hits it into the net. Attack air four for the Cougars, and the Red Devils take the lead back at 13-12 here in set number one. Fortin into the back row. Great dig by Pochop to the outside, down the middle. No, McCarty goes short. Ketchell digs it, trying to play it off the net is Rodriguez. She'll fall down just a little too short, and it's 13-13. And Taylor McCarty once again with the kill. That's four for her. She goes short this time. Takes a little bit of that power off. Took a lot of the power off that we've seen from her on the left side and went down the middle with it. 13-13. Cougars with the serve. It shields on the back row. Fortin runs it down. Ketchell maybe too short to the net. Now just pop back over by Reed here. Minnick with a bump set outside. Ketchell with a left hand is able to put it down at the cross court. McCarty sets it up into the back row. Big swing here for Pocomp over the top of everybody. Larson with a back set this time. Ketchell again blocked up front. Keeps it alive. Sends it over and it drops in. No! Just wide on the far side of the court. And it's 14-13 Shylin. And McCaden Ketchell had every opportunity there, but just came up a little bit short to the outside. Great dig there, Rodriguez. Ketchell sets it up down the middle for Weigel over on the free ball. Poke up with a dig. The back set this time outside to Reed. She pops it up over the top down the right line. Now Larson sets up. Minnick, big swing. Cross-court try. Off the blocks. Coming in to save it are the Cougars. Now McCarty down the left line. Fortin is there to dig it out. Bump set back into the play, and Minnick will send it over on a free ball. Here come the Cougars again. McCarty this time trying to go cross court, is able to get it to go off the blocks and down. Larson was there to block it up in the air, but it falls in to make it 15-13. So Taylor McCarty again with the kill. Her fifth, 15-13 here in set number one. Nice hard serve into the back row. Sliding dig right there, Fortin. Stinky set try for Elsie Larson. The back set outside of Reed on the right pin, trying to go cross courts, and it just a little too short. And it'll be 15-14. Attack air number five there. For the Cougars. 15-14, Red Devils down by one. Minnick with the serve. Pops it over the top. Great dig by McCarty. They go back to her right pin. Off the blocks. Fortin trying to come in and save it. She does, but it touched the net first. And so it'll be a point for the Cougars. And Taylor McCarty again with the kill. That's number six for her to make it 16-14. So 16-14, set number one. Red Devils down by two, have led as many as three. Larson with a bump set. It's going to be too short for Weigel, who tried to tap it back over, but she'll tap it into the net. Attack air four for the Red Devils and make it 16-17, 14, excuse me. Red Devils down by three. McCarty with a great serve. Dominic in the back row. Larson bumps it up here to Weigel. Rolls it up over the top and is able to put it down for the kill. Shelby Weigel gets in on the kill train here for the Red Devils. And it makes it 17-15. Trying to get a little bit of a run here for the Red Devils. Down by two in set number one. Shorey Fortin has checked in. She'll serve it up. Serves it high and long to McCarty in the back row. The setup down the middle and just tapped it over is Reed, and she'll be able to get it to go. Tapped it over to the far side left corner for the kill, and it makes it 18-15. So the freshman, Brylin Reed, is able to get the kill, and it's a Cougar three-point lead here in the later going of set number one, 18-15. Red Devils down by three. Fortin with a dig on the serve. To the outside, Ketchrell cross-court try right there to dig it out was Reed. The setup, they'll go down the middle here for Kramer. She pops it up over the top. Great dig right there. Minnick to the outside. Big swing coming. Larson off the blocks and down. Elsie Larson gets kill number 63, her first of the night, and it makes it 18-16 as the Red Devils trying to claw their way back into this one again. Down by two. Have led by as many as three in the match, but that was the early going. Cougars took the lead and held it for a long while now. Reed will set it up down the middle. Big swing. Pocop over the top of everybody. Minnick digs it out. Fortin with a setup outside. Larson cross-court try right there to dig it out with the Cougars. The outside Pocop again tries to go cross-court but puts it into the net for attack here. Six for the Cougars, and the Red Devils are back within one here at 18-17 in set number one. So set and one, 18-17. Red Devils with a serve. It's McCaden Ketchrell. She lobs it up over the top, puts it into the back row. Great dig by McCarty. The outside, Reed with a two-hand swat over right there to get it is Minnick. Now she'll set it up outside Rodriguez. It'll be too long. Make it attack here, 5-4 to the Red Devils in 19-17. So 19-17, Red Devils down by two here in set number one. Back to serve is Serrano again, and she'll lob it up over the top. Short, right there to get it was Wasson. The set up Fortin outside Rodriguez, who just pops it up over the top. Serrano tested there, was able to get it up. Now Kramer right up against the net, blocked by Rodriguez. Swat over from McCarty. Minnick there to dig it out. The set up now to Larson there, who's able to get the kill on the left pin. And Elsie Larson with another kill. That's number two for her on the night. And to make it 19-18, Red Devils down by one. Couldn't see who it was, is from the vantage point. She was just standing right behind the post right there, and that one will go into the net on the serve for the Red Devils. And to make it 20-18. So the first 20 are the Cougars. Red Devils down by two. 20-18 here in set one. Hard serve for Pocop. Dug out by Ketchrell, but it goes over the top of everybody. Back towards the wall. Fortin tried to race it down, but comes up short. Make it 21-18. And an ace for Gabby Pocop. So the junior comes up with a great ace, 21-18. She serves it up short. Ketchrell dives in to save it. Then a little miscommunication between Wasson and Larson on who is going to take it. So it's back-to-back aces, 22-18. Time out of the floor taken by Lindsay Fortin. We'll take one with her. It's Red Devil Volleyball here. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here from Logan. Set number one, Shylin in front, 22-18. Pocop with the serve, back to Fortin. The setup, Larson from the left pin, blocked McCarty. Now just swats it over, sends it long, but it'll kiss the back line. It's another kill for her. Taylor McCarty just with a two-hand swat over is able to get it to go, and it's 23-18, Shylin by five in set number one. Pocop again with a serve. Fortin comes in to dig it out. The setup from Fortin to the outside. Minnick rolls it up over to the top from the 10-foot line. Now the setup down the middle. Kramer, big swing and a kill as it kisses the back line as well. So Kramer with her second, and it makes it 24-18. Set point number one here for the Cougars. Pocop has came in to serve and has just done gloriously back there. Long serve into the back row. Great dig right there by Larson. It's going to be short. Tap back over. It went off of Fortin's like chest and down, as it might have been pretty close there, but it'll end it. Cougars win set one, 25-18. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, set number two, Cougars with a 1-0 lead as they win set one, 25-18 over the Red Devils here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Logan. One set in the books for our first game of the night between Shinelin and Oberlin, and it's the Cougars taking down the Lady Red Devils 25-18. Red Devils jumped out to an early three-point lead, but the Cougars stayed within themselves, got back into the lead, and led by three pretty much throughout the middle part of the match. Got a little closer there down the stretch, but then the Cougars come in and they finish off the Red Devils in set number one. My final score of 25-18. So we get ready for set number two here. Red Devils down 1-0. So they'll have to win this one to come back and try to win the whole match. And it'll be Pocomp to serve here for the Cougars, who went on that great run towards the end of set number one and really gave the Cougars the win. Fortin into the back row, bump set Fortin to the outside. Minnick sends it over to free ball over the top of her head. Coming in to set it up, Cougars on the attack. McCarty goes up short. Fortin read it with the dig. Now it's going to be too close here. Minnick just punches it over the top, barely gets it in. McCarty over on a free ball, short. Wasson is there to dig it out. Larson pops it up in the air, and now Briley Minnick just taps it over to the front right corner. Now McCarty, big swing and a kill. Taylor McCarty, you knew it was going to come sooner rather than later, and the Cougars take a 1-0 lead here in set number two. So Pocop will go back to serve once more. Already has two aces on the night. Sends it short, almost had a third, but Ketchell digs it out. Now Larson with a hard cross-court try off the top of the tape, and it'll fall down. Elsie Larson with a big kill right there for the Red Devils, her third, and it'll tie us up at one apiece here in set number two. Shelby Weigel will make her way back out of the game for the Red Devils. Elsie Larson back to serve. Larson lobs it up over the top. Great dig by the libero for the Cougars. The outside, Kramer, right pin, and blocked down right up front by Briley Minnick. Read it and popped it right back down. So Briley Minnick with her first block of the evening, and it'll put the Red Devils out in front with a one-point lead, 2-1. Larson back to serve again. Larson with a hard serve, but this one will be wide. No, in, as it touches the far side line as we look at it, right to left. And it's 3-1. Elsie Larson with her first ace of the evening. She's got now 13 on the season. 3-1 Red Devils with a two-point lead. Back to serve is Larson. Lobs it up over the top, sends it to McCarty, coming in to set it up, right back to her. Now she sends a high swat with two hands over the top of everybody. Larson sets up Minnick, left pin, cross-court try right of the back row. Pocop keeps it alive. McCarty tried to do the same thing. This time it was too short, and it goes right on the tape and falls down. Attack here, number seven for the Cougars, and it's 4-1, Red Devils by three. To the back row, great dig there. The setup here from Shields to the outside. Kramer swats it over with two hands. Coming in to get it, set it up. Fortin short for Minnick. She just punches it over. Shields runs in with a back set. Kramer from the middle. The free ball over to Fortin to the back right corner. Larson with the back set here to Weigel. It's going to be too close. McCarty just taps it right back at Weigel. It'll fall down, and it's a point for the Cougars. So the Red Devils kind of on the transition air there. McCarty takes care of it. She's got 9 kills. Now the short serve, trying to go into the short far left corner there. So look at it left to right. And just too short up front there for the Cougars. That'll make it 5-2. Service air just number 2 for the Cougars. Fortin sends it short. Pocop digs it out. Shields with one hand somehow sends it over. Weigel the bump set up to Minnick, and it'll be too far and outside the antenna. Fall on the net. Point for the Cougars. So 5-3. Red Devils with their 6th attack here. 5-3 here in set number 2. Red Devils down 1 set love. But up in set 2, Shields with a hard serve into the back row for Rodriguez. Larson tries to sneak it over to the top. Shields reads it. Now the setup outside of McCarty, who wasn't high enough for her. So she just sets it back. Now cross-court try! Briley Minnick, and she's got it to go. Kaboom, Briley. And to make it 4 kills for her and a 6-3 Red Devil lead here in set number 1. Set 2, excuse me. Red Devils down 1-0 after losing set 1, 25-18. Minnick with a hard serve to the back row. Pocop digs it out. McCarty comes in to save it as it was going towards her bench. Sinover on a free ball from the Cougars. Running in to get it is Minnick to set up down the middle. Rodriguez off the top of the block. Great save there off the hands. Now up front, swatting it over the top is Burrish. The back set this time. Weigel taps it up over the top. It gets the Cougars a little out of rotation. McCarty sends it short. Larson was there to pick it up. Minnick puts it back into play. Rodriguez with the two-hand free ball over. Down the middle this time again. Big swing over the top. But they'll say into the net will be the Red Devils and make it 6-4. So the Red Devils get the Cougars get a little bit of help there. Cut the lead down to two after the error on the Red Devils. 6-4 in set number two. 1-0 set lead here for the Cougars. Back to serve is McCarty. Sends it short right in front of Briley Minnick, who maybe misread it as it just barely went over the top of the tape and dropped right down. 6-5. Taylor McCarty with the ace. That's her first of the evening. And to make it 6-5, they go right back at Briley. McCaden comes in with the dig. Now the swat back over here for Maria Rodriguez. The setup down the middle. Big swing again over the top of the blocks. Fortin tried to get it. Went slightly off of her wrist. It'll go out of bounds. And it's a kill in the front there for Natalie Burrish. And the sophomore with her first. And we're tied up at 6. So the Red Devils again have led by as many as 3 in this set, just like the first. But have now find themselves tied with the Cougars. Fortin out of the back corner. Now to the outside, big swing Rodriguez. Libero picks it up for the Cougars. To the outside, Pocop too short, just taps it over with one hand. The left hand to be exact. Now Ketchrell over on a free ball after the Red Devils use all their hits. To the outside, here comes a big swing. Leach, but it's into the net. And to make it 7-6. Attack here, number 8 for the Cougars. 7-6, Red Devils in front by 1. Back to serve, Jory Fortin. Sends a nice one into the back corner for Pocom. They'll go to her on the outside left pin. She just has to tap it over. Fortin keeps it alive with one hand, and then Jenna Fortin trying to keep it alive, but instead it'll go off her and Elsie Larson out of bounds, and it'll make it 7-7. So that'll be Gabby Pocom with the kill. And we're knotted up at 7s here in set 2. 1-0 set lead for the Cougars. Back to serve is Burrish. Sends it right at Larson. They'll go to her on the left pin. Larson down the right line. Almost got it to go. Shield sets it up to Kramer. Down the middle over the top. Right at Jory Fortin. Back to Rodriguez, who tries to send it short. Right there to read it was Leach. Now Pocop from the left pin has to send it over on a free ball. Minnick keeps alive with two hands. Rodriguez over on the free ball. No one wants to attack. Now the Cougars will. Down the middle with Kramer off the blocks and down for a kill. Make it 8-7. So the Cougars back in front. Kramer with her third kill. And the Cougars lead it by 1. So 8-7 here in set 2. 1 set 0 lead for the Cougars. And a 2 short of a serve right there from Burrish. Only the third service here for the Cougars. And we're knotted up at 8 apiece. So 8-8, set number 2. 1-0 set lead here for Shylin. And Ketchrell goes. Matches the service here with one of her own, the 5th for the Red Devils in total, and it's 9-8. So Shylin back in front here at 9-8 off of the service here. Serrano will come in to serve. The junior has a pretty hard serve. Now sends it short this time with a lot of spin. Able to dig it out was Rodriguez. Minnick will have to send it over from the back row in a free ball. Serrano will be digging it out. Shield sets it up outside. Big swing coming Pocop. And there to pick it up was Briley Minnick. Fortin now trying to set it up towards the top. Gets it to Rodriguez, who sends it over in a free ball. Shields this time sets it up down the middle. Kramer, the two-hand swat. Short, and she's able to get it to go. Great job right there. Kramer has went over the top of the blocks and hard every time. That time goes with the two hands and short, and it makes it 10-8. Kramer with 4 kills, and it's 10-8 here. Shylin in front. Rolls it up over the top. Great dig from Minnick. Fortin to the outside. Rodriguez almost was able to get it to go. Went close there from the right pin. Trying to go towards the front near right corner, right at about the 10-foot line, but just sent it a hair wide, and it makes it 11-8. Cougars to serve again. This one goes into the net for Serrano. And the 4th service error for Shylin And the Red Devils find themselves down by 2, 11-9 here in set 2, needing a set win to force the decisive third set. Out of the back row, setting it up down the middle. Kramer with authority this time is able to get another one. That's 5 for her, and she's been hot on this rotation. And to make it 12-9, Shy Lin in set 2. Pocomp back to serve, sends a hard one, right at catch roll, she pops it up in the air. The setup here for Minnick, right pin, trying to go down the line, but it's too long. They had the right idea, and so did Bradley Minnick. She's went with the cross-court a lot, this time trying to sneak it in down the left line, as we look at it, or the near sideline, and that time just sends it wide. Pocomp now sends it into the middle, Larson digs it out for it in the back set, now going hard off the top of the tape was Minnick. Cougars on the attack. McCarty just taps it over with the palm. They'll go back to Minnick this time on the left pin. Down the line again. But right there to dig it out was Pocomp to McCarty. She's met at the net by Larson. It'll be one by Larson. Her first block of the evening. And it makes it 13-10. So the Red Devils into double digits on the block from Elsie Larson. And 13-10. Oberlin down by 3. Larson with a hard serve. Free pass over. Wasson tips it up. They get it back to Minnick. Cross court. And she's got it. Bradley Minnick with her 5th kill. And it gives the Red Devils a 2-point deficit now, as they fight to get their way back into it. 13-11. Set number 2. Red Devils down by 2. Larson with a hard serve right at the libero. Shields runs in, sets it up after it was close to the net. McCarty taps it over on the free ball. Fortin to the outside. Minnick again, cross court right at the back row. Now down the middle. Kramer again, hard and into the back left corner for the kill. No, yes. As there was some looking around to see what the line judges said, and it'll make it 13-12. Kramer, what a rotation right there. She comes in and just puts it to him. 6 kills now for her. 14-11, a 3-point lead for Shy Lin. Right to Minnick in the back row. Larson will set her up down the middle, sends it short, and she's met with a block right up front by Natalie Burrish, the sophomore, with her first, and it makes it 15-11. We'll apologize about the scoreboard there on the YouTube stream. Lobs it up over the top. Minnick now trying to pop it up there up front to Larson. She was going to play it off the net and then misplayed it there. And it's 16-11 after the ace. And the Red Devils are down by 5. Lindsay Fortin wants to talk things over. We'll take a timeout with her. 16-11. Shy Lin in front here on 101.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Logan, where it's 16-11, Shy Lin in set 2 after they win set 1, 25-18. So the Red Devils down 5. We'll have to come back, overtake it, and get the win in set 2. They want to force the decisive third set, winner-take-all third set. 16-11, set number 2. And back to serve is a libero here for the Cougars, right at Shelby Weigel. Look back to her left pin. She goes with a cross-court try. Going to be real close for Shields, who's able to tap it back over. Same thing for Watson. Almost got it to go. Now McCarty with a big swing into the back row for Ketchrell. Red Devils on the attack now. It's Ketchrell. Watson, excuse me, sending it too long over the top. Now her and Weigel with a little miscommunication. That might have played a part into that one going long. And it's 17-11 here in set number 2. Over into the back row. Great dig for Ketchrell. The back set this time. Wasson reads it, but sends it short. It goes into the tape. And make it the 9th attack here for the Red Devils. And the Cougars extend the lead out to 7 now at 18-11. Long serve in the back right corner. Ketchrell slides in, somehow digs it. Minnick back over the top of everybody on the free ball. Shields will set up McCarty. Left pin down the line. Off the hands and for a kill. Her 10th, she's into double digits. And it makes it 19-11 as Shy Lin out of the timeout has put it on Cruz. As they continue to just pound the rock, if that's how you want to say it. 19-11. Hard serve, but it goes right into the top of the tape and down to the side of the Cougars. So fifth service error for Shy Lin. Make it 19-12. Red Devils down by 7 here in set number 2. Jenna Fortin with a serve. Pocop digs it out. Shields from the 10-foot line. Down the middle to McCarty. Sends it short. Ketchel with a sliding dig. Now between her and Minnick. Somehow sent over on a free ball by Maria Rodriguez. Over the top of everybody and sending it long. In the middle there is the sophomore Burrish for attack error 9 on the Cougars. And it's 19-13. Red Devils down by 6. Fortin with a hard serve to Pocop. Off her wrist and in for an ace. Jenna Fortin with her 19th on the season, and makes it 19-14. Red Devils just chipping away. Down by 5. Hard serve into the back right corner. Great dig right there. Serrano to the outside. All over the top of everybody is Burrish. Now up front here. Larson too short for Minnick as she tried to punch it up real late, but it was too short. Taps it into the net. And the 10th attack here for the Red Devils, first to 20 again, is Shai Lin, just like in set 1. They lead it here in set 2 by 6, 20-14. Hard serve this time for Shields, off of Rodriguez's hands, and out of bounds. Shields with the ace, her first, and the setter has put on a clinic on that side of the net, setting-wise, as well as serving-wise. Timeout on the floor taken by the Red Devils, and we will take one, too. Actually, you know what? We'll keep it right here. 21-14, Shai Lin in front here in set number 2. 7-point lead for the Cougars. Red Devils will have to come back, tie it, take the lead, and win it if they want to force a third set for a chance to win the game. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors tonight. Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, Frederickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping us support Oberlin Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. Red Devils down by 7. Out of their own timeout. Last time they took a timeout, Shai Lin just came out and continued scoring. This time trying to do the opposite. Shields with a hard palm serve into the back row. Now floats it up over to Minnick. The short, sneaky set. Almost got it to go. Somehow sent over on a free ball. Cougars on the attack down the middle. It's into the tape. Kept alive. Minnick trying to tap it over. Finally, the Red Devils will get the point. 21-15. And after all that, just an attack error, number 10 on the Cougars. 21-15. Red Devils down by 6. Trying to claw their way back into the match. Minnick back to serve. This is who you'd want to serve. And just as I say that, I'll take that one with the jinx. 6 service error for the Red Devils, 22-15. 22-15. McCarty to serve. Gives it off to Ketchroll. Now bump set up here for Rodriguez. It'll hit the antenna. And it makes it 23-15. So an 8-point lead here for Shai Lin, who's off to a great start to the season at 11-8, trying to go 12-8. McCarty twiggles the twine and gets it to go. Another ace for her, her second, and it makes it 24-15. So 24-15 here in set number 2. Ketchrell digs it out, the setup outside, and Weigel with authority on the cross-court kill. She gets it to go. Shelby Weigel took some frustrations out on the ball on that one. Set point number 2 coming up here for Shai Lin as the Red Devils down by 8 at 24-16. Jory Fortin back to serve. Pops it up over the top. Almost a free pass coming in to save it. Twiggles the twine. Larson pops it up and sending it wide on a free pass. Kill try was Brylin Reed. And that's her 11th attack here. McCarty digs it out. The setup down the middle. Blocked up front. Kept alive by the Cougars. They send it over. Now Fortin sets it up for Larson, who taps it up over the top. Shields with a setup down the middle this time again for the Cougars. Minnick digs it out in the back row. Fortin to Ketchrell. Left pin over the top. McCarty pops it up in the air. Shields to Pocop for the win. No, it'll be tapped back up in the air. McCarty runs in to save it. The two-hand swat over right there to pick it up was Jory Fortin. Rodriguez trying to tap it over on a sneaky set. Now Shields down the middle, too close to tap over, and they'll say the Red Devils are into the net, and that's how the match will come to a close. 25-17, Shai Lin gets the win, 2-0. 25-18, 25-17. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our final numbers. Get you ready for game number 2. Red Devils lose lose game 1, 2-0, 25-18, 25-17 to Shai Lin. Take a quick break, be back with our final numbers here in game number 1 on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Logan. Game number one of the night in the books for the Lady Red Devils as they take a tough loss here to the Shiloh Cougars, 2-0. Shiloh with a win 25-18, 25-17 in sets one and two. Take you through your final numbers. We'll start with Shiloh. Gabby Pocock finishes with 1 kill and 2 aces. Taylor McCarty with 10 kills and 2 aces. Brylin Reed with 1 kill. Natalie Burrish with a kill and a block. Ashlyn Shields with an ace. 1 kill for Colby Leach. 6 kills for Valeria Kramer. And 3 aces as well for the libero tonight for the Shiloh Cougars. On the night, a total 20 kills and 8 aces. They had 11 attack errors and 5 service errors. For the Oberlin Red Devils on the night individually, 1 ace for Jory Fortin, 1 ace for Jenna Fortin, 2 kills for Michaela Watson, 3 kills, a block, and an ace for Elsie Larson. Maria Rodriguez with 1 kill, Briley Minnick with 5 kills, a block, and an ace. Shelby Weigel with 2 kills for a total of 13 kills on the night. 2 blocks and 4 aces for the Red Devils. Oberlin finishes with 11 attack errors and 6 service errors on the evening. So the Red Devils will now drop to 4-12, but will have a chance to get back into the win column as they will be taking on Logan Palko coming up here soon. Shiloh now 12-8 on the season. They'll look to Thursday where they take on Hitchcock County in a duel there in Trenton. So once again, the Red Devils with a tough loss here in game number one to the Cougars by a final score of 25-18, 25-17, 2-0 win for Shiloh. We'll be back for game number two between Logan Palko and Oberlin coming up here in just a few minutes. This has been Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF.